It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. After 4 years, there is no sign of a permanent peace in Darfur, Sudan. But there is a kind of optimism there that defies the headlines and the militias and even reason. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
At first sight, Darfur looks about as worn and shapeless as an old moth-eaten sweater. The desert stretches in every direction, sand, sand, and more sand, the dull golden brown of a lion's face. And little trees stand in places where water once flowed, as reminders that one day it just might rain again in Darfur.
Come back, Abba, fight.
Fatma Adam Muhammad doesn't know how old she is, but she knows that she's old enough to have raised 10 children and buried 5 of them, and a husband. The fighting between black rebel forces and the government-backed Janjaweed militia has put her in the middle of the Kassab camp for internally displaced people in northern Darfur.
The Janjaweed is the one that kills my children. He kills them one by one. When they come, my children try to run, but at the way they used to kill them. Yeah, my children have just been killed one by one. Not at the same time.
Muhammad lives at Kassab with about 24,000 other displaced people who have similar stories to tell. She says that when there is peace in the region, she will return to her village and start again. But when asked whether she thinks there'll be peace in Darfur, she smiles the way a young girl with a secret would smile and says,
"Say God is great. God is great. The peace will come."
So far, only one rebel group has signed the 2006 Darfur peace agreement, and the fellow who signed has been trying to change it ever since. Rebel armies fighting government-sponsored Arab militias have splintered into any number of fighting forces, and even Arab militias are reportedly fighting among themselves. That leaves 200,000 people dead and 2 million people in the camps, with 2 million sad stories to tell. But that doesn't mean every day in Darfur is a bad day. On Thursday, when the new chief of the United Nations World Food Program visited the camp, the women ululated until they couldn't ululate anymore. They seemed flattered that company had come to see them, and they shook hands and hugged Josette Sheeran as if she were a long-lost sister. For a moment, there was music and laughter in everyone's face.
It's very deceiving, because it changes within a moment.
Pablo Recalde heads the World Food Program's operation in western Darfur, where the camps for the internally displaced are filled to capacity and more are coming. He says don't be fooled by relative calm in the camps. Instability on the border with Chad has fanned more violence, endangering residents and aid workers. Carjackings have been frequent, disruptive, and downright scary.
I sleep with my radio, and it's always there, and I'm always dreading to hear the panic button. It gives you a stomachache, it gives you migraines, it gives you insomnia. It basically provides you with all that, you know, those elements, and that is living with fear. That's what it does to you.
But Recalde and other aid workers from a variety of organizations here say they can't afford to dwell on the politics of the region beyond knowing who controls the next road or the next checkpoint. The rest they leave in the hands of others.
I'm an eternal optimist. I will always be optimist. We've always won optimists, no matter what. But I think that we can certainly think eventually, one day, the Darfur is going to get out of its war. The Darfur is going to go forward.
In the meantime, people are doing what they always do: cooking, washing, and hanging out clothes to dry, scrounging for wood, pumping their plastic jerry cans full of water, and raising children. Perhaps that's the only great thing about the camps. There are a lot of children here. One day, they may live to see a different life. But on this recent afternoon, most of them seemed satisfied to know that their names would be on a tape that would be heard around the world. Little reminders that one day, peace might just reign again in Darfur.
And what's your name? Fatma
Musa
Bagarisa.
And what's your name?
Yahya Abdul Karim.
Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, the Kassab camp of Darfur.
And you can explore the roots of the conflict at npr.org.